to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We know the polar ice caps are melting, but how does it really affect us? Eben Goldstein, director of the Bard College Center for Environmental Policy, explains.
The Arctic is warming twice as fast as the rest of the planet, and as a result, every year more and more Arctic sea ice is lost, being replaced with heat-absorbing blue-black waters. Further south, white snow is being replaced by dark tundra. And this change from white to dark, what scientists call the albedo effect, is actually heating the whole world. In addition to this change, there's another critical impact from Arctic melting. As the snow disappears, the underlying frozen tundra, or permafrost, is melting too. This is releasing methane gas, a powerful global warming pollutant. Our research shows that the melting Arctic is already heating the planet at a rate equal to the emissions from 500 coal-fired power plants. What's the price of all this ice? We estimate that the costs caused by the additional warming this year alone will reach the range of $61 to $371 billion. By 2050, at the low end, we calculate that the cumulative damages from the melting Arctic will reach $2.5 trillion. This is yet another sobering warning of the high costs of unchecked climate change, costs that will be borne by homeowners, by businesses, farmers, and cities and towns. Sheila Watt Cloutier, an Inuit leader, a Nobel Peace Prize nominee, said of our study, "This is more evidence of how all things connect. We know well how global warming is causing the sea ice and snow to melt, jeopardizing the Inuit way of life. Now we can see how the melting Arctic is imposing similar costs on people across the planet."
That was Bard College's Eben Goldstein. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.